Think Red Ink presents The Questions of Jesus. Profound meditations with author and host Don C. Harris. What did Jesus ask?
Question 146. Children, have ye any meat? John 21:5. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. It may happen that you give up on being a Christian. It could happen, you know. You'd not be the first to throw in the towel. It may seem to you that you're investing more than you get in return. It may be that you consider the price too high. It may be that your faith has you at risk of looking like a fool. Now, perhaps, not just your critics, but even you think that you're dealing with impossibilities. You could feel that it's time that you become more realistic and more conventional. You may be toying with terms like reality, normal, and sensible to describe a responsible person's life. It'd be very natural for you to think this way. Many before you have done so. In the days after the death of Christ, the disciples had such thoughts. After he'd been dead for 3 days, as he promised, the disciples were worried about his death and how it seemed to be the end of all things they'd known before. Then he appeared to them. His resurrection from the dead was no longer a question. It was reality. Their faith was inspired again, and they took heart in knowing that their Savior was alive forevermore. In parallel, you may have been through this time of doubt as well, then the time of weeping, and then the time of revelation. The opening to your heart was such that you may never doubt again that Jesus is alive forever, but you still become despondent about the fact that he's not bodily, physically here with you as he was with the disciples. You may think, as I'm sure each of the disciples thought, sure, he's alive, but what do I do now? How do I do it? And how do I live without his presence? Where's God when I need him? Am I supposed to believe that he's here even though in every sense within me I feel that he's not? It'll never be the same as having him here in person. It cannot be. For he's there, wherever there is, and I'm here. And that's a fact. I warn you, dear Christian, these kinds of facts rehearsed in the mind makes melancholy, worldly, and defeated Christians. Because the only alternative is the one that Peter took. That is, return to what you know. The disciples were gathered and wondering about these same things. What do we know? He told us to wait, one of them said. Wait for what? We've waited long enough, said Peter. I'm going back to fishing. The other disciples, as discouraged as he, said, We're going with you. So they set off to work in the domain in which they were expert. No faith required. No parables to figure out, no miracles needed, easy, simple, doable living. It's a great temptation for the tired, drained, and discouraged believer to pare their lives down until they understand it and take on only what they've already proven that they're well equipped to do. With strength and hope gone, there can be no more reaching toward the far-off goals of perfection. We welcome suggestions from our own mind, like, let's just return to real life. Let's not complicate things. Why add failure to life by adding goals that are difficult to reach? Let's just go back to what we knew best and get control again. These kinds of thoughts often come after a great disappointment with God, a necessity or situation's reversal for which you prayed that did not happen. A person for whom you prayed who showed no signs of recovery, a circumstance that you laid at the feet of Jesus for his will to be done that proved to become worse yet. You're left only to believe that he didn't hear, or that he did not care, or that his will for your life is to become more and more miserable. Not a great list from which to choose. You're left with the thought, maybe I carried it too far. Maybe I missed God's mark for my life, or maybe God is dead after all. Maybe it was true when folks told me that this faith in God business was only a crutch for weak people. Perhaps all this faith stuff was only in my mind. The disappointments that inevitably come and the doubts that follow are strong incentives to go fishing and leave this faith business behind. There are some to whom these thoughts of discouragement have never occurred, and there are others this idea has occurred to, but they have no intention to pursue it. But there are a few who know exactly what went through Peter's mind, and have done just what Peter did, and are even now back in the boat, doing what they know, and leaving the faith stuff to others. Jesus has a question for you who have gone back to your previous way of running your own life. How's it going? How you doing now that you're in control again? Are you making any headway? Are you advancing? Are you now in control and answering all of your prayers? John 21, they went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. You should not be surprised when you find that your life does not work as it used to. After Jesus comes into a life, things are never the same. You cannot focus as you once could upon the goal of advancement because you know that advancement comes only from God. You cannot make money your goal now that you've seen riches beyond gold. All that heaven and earth has to offer now pales in your mind since it has envisioned the new heaven and the new earth. You find that the here and now are a poor trade for eternity. The lack of focus, the lack of vision, the pale incentives, and the lackluster gold and silver make for a poor laborer, a preoccupied workman, and an uninspired employee. With the best goal removed from view, the world is just not what it used to be, and everything it offers simply doesn't compare. Soon you find your laborers, even doing what you know, are not as fruitful as they once were. So, you've returned to fishing, have you? How are you doing? Have you caught any fish? It's time that you admit you're a changed man or woman, that you're caught in his net, and without him to tell you which side of the boat to throw the net, you're helpless. He stands on the shore with fish on the fire. He stands prepared to offer, cooked and ready, what you can't seem to find raw on your own. You're destined to return to him and dine with him again. You're not a fisherman anymore. You're a fisher of men. Disappointment with God is real. Whether you push further than you should have or misunderstood your boundaries or purpose, you may become discouraged and take actions that put yourself back in control. God's waiting on the shore for you with explanations over supper. Pressure from friends and family can overwhelm a person from trying to live by faith and make them look silly and foolish. You can become tired and attempt to return to the way things used to be. But if you've ever known Christ, the return will not be a fruitful attempt. He stands on the shore with instructions to make your efforts pay off, but you must do it his way. If he says cast on the right side, that's what you must do. You must relinquish all control to him. The calamity and reversals in life of a person who once knew God is a wonderful sign to him that God has not forgotten him. The lack of incentive for riches that used to drive him to excel is not a curse, but a blessing. To go back to the life of doing for yourself and caring for yourself may seem like the right thing to do, but more frustration awaits you when all efforts fail to provide success. You must admit that you're not doing so well. Success and satisfaction eludes you, not because God is holding back blessing to teach you, nor is Satan empowered toward you because you're in sin, but because you are different. You have been changed. You are not as you used to be. You have been shown things that have affected change in you forever. Your outlook, your attitude, your demeanor, all has changed. You have been made incompatible with the world. If you're among the many who have become discouraged with the life of faith for whatever reason and gone back to reality, look around you. How you doing? Look to Jesus standing right where you left him. Hear his voice echo over the vast expanse of water you put between you both, and answer his question. Children, have you any meat?
That's all for this time. You've been listening to Don C. Harris at Think Red Ink Ministries. Do you have questions or comments? We'd like to hear from you. Send an email to don@thinkredink.com. Join us again for the next episode of The Questions of Jesus.